Good morning and welcome to the May 9th, 2018 Your Living Brand Live Show. It's Wednesday, it's 10 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's another great day. So thank you very much for joining us. My name's Ben Baker, and 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, my company is Your Brand Marketing. What do? Well, we consult, we provide workshops and keynotes on brand message, market vision, and value. What does that mean? Well, what that means is we're here to tell your story. We want to find out who you are, what you do, why you do it, who you do it for, and why they should care, and help you craft a unique story that makes you special to those people, that makes people interested, that not only are they going to listen to it, they're going to understand, and they're going to want to engage. Because when people engage, you stop being a commodity. You stop being one of many. You stop being one that, you know, people buy on because of price. And people buy because they value you and your services and what you do and why you do it. And they know that you can help them. And that's what this show is all about. This show is all about companies telling their story. This show is all about people telling, you know, what makes them different. What do they do that's unique, that's special, that's different, that helps their audience, you know, be champions for this cause. And this week is no different. This week, I have Barry Samuel coming to you from Toronto. He has a company called Inside Out Fitness, and they're far more than just a gym. It's a holistic approach to health management. It's mind, body, and soul. And so I'm going to let Barry tell you the story, and I'll be back after the interview. Take care. Talk to you soon. Barry, thank you very much for being with us today, all the way from Toronto. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's warming up. The sun is out. So lots to look forward to, Ben. And it's a real pleasure to be with you. I've seen your show and there's things that I take away from it. So thank you for what you're doing and having me on.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a great thing doing this show every week. Every week I get to meet new people. You know, I get to do new things and you know, find out about different businesses. How do they do things? Why do they do things? Who their customers are and you know, and why those customers are important to them. So, you know, that's what the show is about. The show is all about you, your customers, and how do you do the business that you do? You know, Inside Out Health and Wellness is a great company out of Toronto. I mean, you've been around now for, what, 13 years now?
Yeah, we're just celebrating 13 years this week.
That's amazing. 13 years as a company, you know, with all the, you know, the fitness studios, all the, you know, the health and wellness places in Toronto. You know, to be around for 13 years and still thrive is an amazing thing. So, you know, kudos to you for doing that. So let's delve into it. You know, what makes you different? Tell me the story. Tell me the story behind the impetus. Tell me the story about where you are, where you're going, you know, who your customers are, and why do they find you valuable?
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity on that, Ben. You know, it's the convergence of this immaculate moment, you might say, where in my personal and professional life, I was assessing what my core values were. Mm-hmm. And I was discovering with personal development and in my training in academics, in kinesiology, health psychology, and performance, I just had, you know, a spark of a moment. I was reading some, you know, more leisure books than technical books at the time.
Right.
And I realized that I wanted to make a shift and, you know, transform things in terms of taking the leap to dive in, to do it on my own. And mm-hmm. that I had in my heart, as well as my knowledge base, that I wanted to make a difference for people. And really the philosophy of Inside Out was born, not just within myself at that time, but realizing that I wanted to cascade out to others. And so feeling sparked, feeling afraid and scared is S-H-I-T. I took that first brave step forward and I plugged my nose and I dove into the pool of, you know, possibility. And
it's the deep end. It's never the shallow end. It's usually the deep end that you jump into.
Well, and you know, in those panic moments, and we all have the nervous, anxious moments, which, you know, incidentally is a positive feeling. You know, anything that we want to work towards is going to be associated with feelings of anxiety. And you know, you ask any master, accomplished actor who's been on the stage for 40 years to answer if they've stopped getting nervous. They'll look at you and say, maybe it's Meryl Streep, I don't know who it is, but you know, I would expect they would say, what do you mean I don't get nervous? Of course I'm going to get nervous. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, if it doesn't matter, then I would have to walk away.
Right.
So, you know, just having that profound moment for myself and realizing that there had been a shift in me internally, I wanted it to resonate to other with and for other people. And so that's sort of was the beginnings of March of 2005 and starting right out.
So go ahead.
Well, and so basically it is a comprehensive offering, holistic in terms of preventative and empowering people with knowledge on getting into healthy habits.
Right.
So it's, you know, combination of looking at their lifestyle, their nutrition, their physical well-being, and giving them guidance. Also in terms of, you know, overall growth, you know, mm-hmm. Personal development as well. And right. What are ways are going to spark you towards your goal? And we've all been thinking about goals for what seems like decades that we were really kind of complacent and stuck on. So mm-hmm. how are people moving forward? Well, they're getting some accountability. They're getting support. They're getting like a co-active contract. And that's basically been what we've been providing as our principal service to customize for individuals and as well for groups and organizations, is to get them on track to what their values are, what their goals are that they've been thinking about in their head but haven't been moving forward on. They feel stuck around.
Right.
So, you know, enlist the support of a master guide who can help you, you know, in terms of the visioning exercise and the steps, the short-term steps, as long as in addition to the long-term overriding philosophy and objectives for where you want to go so that you look back and there won't be any regrets.
Right. So it's more of a mind, body, and soul type experience than just, you know, the body itself. It's not just another gym. It's not just another place where you can go and you can work out, because I'm sure there's lots of places like that in Toronto, as there are in Vancouver. You know, it's allowing people to have some place where they can work on not only, you know, their physical, you know, health, but their mental health as well. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's a different journey for people, is to be able to have all of that under one roof, you know, be able to put them in a completely different place. So your clientele has got to be a very different clientele as well. So who are the type of people that you would attract?
Well, it's people that are introspective and people that are forward thinking in terms right. of themselves and wanting to progress in life. So in terms of having that holistic support for mind, body, and emotion, because there's a level of emotional intelligence as well. If you think of any, you know, stretch in our lives that we've sort of been in a good groove, and those stretches where we've been in a funk.
Right.
We know that we're creatures of habit, and that an object in emotion has a tendency to stay in motion, as Newton would tell us. Mm-hmm. And that there, on the flip side, there's that inertia. So what we want to do is we set ourselves up for success with the support and the guidance, you know, just be forward thinking, forward moving. So we look back and we won't have any regrets. Right. In terms of, you know, anxiety, which we all can experience, and sometimes it incapacitates us and it keeps us, you know, paralyzed and afraid. But there are other moments when we shift our thinking, when we enable the opportunity enlisting the support and services from others, where we can leverage anxiety right. to be a positive thing. So, you know, we'll see a range of people that seek our services that are, you know, from these the simple to the those that think themselves a little bit more sophisticated, mm-hmm. but wanting to bring it down to the simplistic, because we all need to have that as our foundation. Is what is it that you simply want to focus on in terms of your core values, community, family, physical environments? Is it social, recreational? Is it spiritual? Is it personal growth? You know, really kind of laser in the areas that you want to make a goal for yourself. And then, you know, once we've done that, that sets the stage for really a lot of magic to start to happen.
Right.
In terms of really, you know, being the best version of yourself. And that's mm-hmm. the whole inside out crux in philosophy, is that no matter who you are, mm-hmm. whether you're someone that's 15 years old and is, you know, afraid of being bullied and, you know, social groups and stress for the first time in your life, and you don't know how and what to do with it. And online, you know, forums are kind of scary as well. Yeah. And, you know, the company Inside Out with the message, which is a wonderful message in terms of becoming the best version of you and not comparing yourself to anyone else and not being validated by others.
Right.
And, you know, even, you know, for kids to succeed, they, you know, with their parents. And so, as we all know, you know, it's like the hockey dads and the, mm-hmm. the parents and saying
soccer that, moms, the hockey dads, you know,
it's like the shoulds of the world. Well, I should do this because my parents want me to.
Right.
Well, is it your calling though? Is it something that's in your heart and soul, and is it practical? Okay. Your right. parents are always going to hopefully give us practical, sensible advice, but what's going to be sustainable to you in the long term for something that's important? So that's on the younger side, mm-hmm. you know, and then looking at, you know, the executives on the other hand, to go in the completely other end of the spectrum is to really look at, you know, we're more mature now. Hopefully we realize the things that we don't know.
Right.
And there are a lot of things at this point in life that we don't know, that want to be smart enough to reach out and ask for help mm-hmm. in terms of guidance and direction, and, you know, whether it's increasing performance, or, you know, finding some stability and being grounded and feeling a sense of calm and ease with where you're at in your life.
Right.
So it's a range of different kinds of people in terms of their own personal development and what their needs are at that time. Mm-hmm. But relatively speaking, you know, growth is, you know, it's a constant for us. And that's the wonderful thing that we call life. And in terms of getting some guidance just for, to, you know, some humps and getting over some of that fear and understanding how to channel it. That's one right. way that we deal with those people.
So walk me in the front door, you know, as I've never been in your facility. So walk me in the front door. What, you know, when people walk in, what type of feeling do you want people to have? And is the services very individual based, or are they group based? And, you know, is there athletics mixed with psychological? Is it done in one type of session, or is it, you know, is there, you know, the personal growth is done on one side of the room, where the, you know, the physical growth is done on another side of the room? How do things actually physically work within your, you know, within your facility?
Yeah, so to clarify that, I mean, certainly when people come in, we want them to feel warm and welcome. Right. We want them to feel the biggest thing of all, and it's become really clear to me, is the power of being in a safe space. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of us who are so inspired to achieve our goals of personal growth, becoming our best selves, to dealing with our physical fitness, to dealing with our nutrition, to dealing with bad habits, mm-hmm. You know, become invulnerable, really, in a word, to be vulnerable and open, which is really a poignant moment where we can affect the most shift for people to really, you know, leverage positivity and, you know, achieve those things that they ruled out for themselves. So There's a physical space in terms of where we have a canvas of open floor area where we will do physical exercises with people.
Right.
And then we have our consultation offices. And I just want to add as well, Ben, that we are remote and we are virtual.
Oh, okay.
Conversations like the one that we're having with this wonderful technology now, in you know, cyberspace. You know, we work virtually with clients as well. So yeah, it's not necessarily limited to just the individuals who are, you know, local, but we get and we're interested in helping people globally for sure, because, you know, Inside Out is certainly a message that is universal.
Right. So if I'm a CEO and I can be sitting in my office in the middle of the day and have an appointment, and I don't have to, you know, leave my office, get in my car, come down to your physical location, you know, find a place to park, you know, and then fight traffic all the way back, I can actually just get on a call, on a Zoom call or some type of technology call, and be able to have a session from the comfort of my own office. And that, you know, that's great for people because it allows people an opportunity where they would sit there going, well, I just don't have the time to go down and see you. And it alleviates that excuse.
No doubt, for sure. And you know, we live in the rush hour age, and it's you know, in technology, you know, I guess that will be another show, but it's just it's convenience, in a word.
Yes,
right?
Because absolutely.
If you're dealing with CEOs, what's their most precious resource?
I'm Time. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a four-letter word, time, and you know, for them to just kind of transition to just push another button, but you know, not have to kind of dash out and, as you say, fight traffic, mm-hmm. and then get a parking ticket and, you know, work their way
back. The ambulance is behind you.
Yes, it's there it is again. You know, it's a rush hour. It's cardiac arrest. You know, on a plate is the rush hour recipe, basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to give people a sense of calm and a safe space. As I mentioned before, I think that's an important phrase as well with our
right.
message. Yeah.
So, what percentage of your clients are corporate versus how many of them are, you know, what I would deem as walk-in retail-based contract? I mean, do you do a lot of corporate business and a lot of teamwork within companies?
We service both. So we do work with organizations. You know, organizations are focused on, of course, bottom line, but also corporate wellness.
Right.
So we offer our stress management programs, yoga and mindfulness programs, healthy eating for a busy lifestyle, mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, team building and keynote motivational speaking, and then, you know, for, you know, the CEOs and the execs, but also for, you know, anyone who's focused on their own journey in terms of personal development and growth and getting healthier and looking at their health and well-being. Like, you know, we all are going to have our moment to confront stress and anxiety and, mm-hmm. You know, have the rear mirror to look, you know, look at and say, you know, am I satisfied that I'm doing all that I can to move forward and be the best version of myself? You know, what life do I have for myself right now in this moment? Is that what I envisioned? We know there's so many healthy relationships out there, and we know that there are so many
Of unhealthy relationships too.
Surface healthy relationships, we'll call them. So I think for people to be honest with themselves, to, you know, I think one day a week where you kind of do the digital detox and you know, it sounds a bit corny, but connect with nature, go for walks, and make your schedule to unschedule.
Right.
You know, and that gives you a chance to kind of balance and put things in perspective, because, you know, the rush hour life is a recipe for that downward spiral.
Exactly. So Who are the type of people that you have on staff? Like what type of professions do you have on staff? You obviously have full-time staff, and I'm sure you also have some part-time staff as well. But what type of people do you employ, you know, to be able to help your clients out the best?
Well, we've got, you know, what I'll classify as health and life professionals and practitioners that work on the mind and body, much like myself, with a little bit different experience and maybe not quite as many years in some cases, but ranging in you know, specializing in physical, you know, physical health in terms of, you know, physiotherapy and rehab, as well as weight management, and even helping people with athleticism and with recreational events. So, you know, even with skiers and golfers and, you know, the sort of resort recreational focused folks for trying to improve their physical side. But we know, even with the physical side, what drives us the most is between the ears. So, you know, the inside out mindset is basically, you know, is trying to get a foundation, both mental and physical, that way. So remind me of your question again, Ben.
No, I was just, you know, I mean, do you guys have,
who we have on the staff?
Do you have psychologists on staff? Do you have, you know, are there, you know, I mean, obviously you'll have personal trainers, you know, you've told me you have physiotherapists, you have massage therapists. So what type of people do you have on staff?
Yeah. So we have a colleague of mine is a psychotherapist, and we have a holistic nutritionist and the roles that you mentioned, as well as what I was saying before. So we, you know, in life coaching is another discipline that we focus on too, in terms of offering, you know, wellness and guidance. And one thing that we love doing, and I really want to try to get this plug in too, is that, you know, our core value and philosophy, when I started the company in 2005, you know, I was very focused on making a difference, but also, you know, making it in business. The one thing that I wanted to go back in terms of my roots, and I was always a volunteer, and I was involved in community sport, and it was a passion. And so with that in mind, we were doing fundraisers right from the get-go in terms of community engagement and making a difference for either causes like diabetes or mental health. And you know, this year will mark the 13th year that we're doing a walk and run for mental health. Spring into Action is the name that we've coined. And, you know, spring into action for your health and spring into action for your community and for the greater good. And I think, you know, that's really something that's been a heart and soul endeavor that, you know, we can't always be focused on the material and strictly about the bottom line. Is what is life about? At the end of the day, when we look back, are we going to say, "Oh my gosh, I wish I had that extra car,
that 80-inch, that 80-inch TV. My life would have been complete if I only had that 80-inch TV."
Yeah. So it's really to, you know, to model what we think is good health, and you know, it's also knowing the value of community and to give back as well. And so we've tried to model that and proud to do that for 13 years. And I think that as a core value, each of us should find our own initiative to try to give back for sure.
I absolutely agree. So Barry, let me ask you one last question. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to flip it up a little bit, because you know, usually I ask as you walk out the door, but let's ask, as your clients walk out the door and they get in their car and they drive away, what's the one thing you want them to be thinking about inside out health and wellness?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Thank you for asking that one. And it's just, it comes down to a feeling. And, you know, my concern is people will reflect back on some regrets that they, you know, didn't give themselves when they really look at themselves in terms of becoming the best version of themselves in knowing that they're capable of doing either more or things differently and overcoming a little bit of fear and inertia, mm-hmm. is I want people to kind of walk away and say, you know, I feel good from inside out, which, yes, is a bit of a double entendre in this scenario.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel listened to, I feel heard. Most of all, I feel supported.
Feel safe.
And you feel safe for sure. And not judged, mm-hmm. for sure, not judged. And so, you know, we used to have a sign up in the hallway that said, you know, wow, I really regret going to Inside Out. And then the author was said, no one ever. Now, I won't say that's 100% true, but I think that's
our nice sentiment. It's a nice sentiment. I like that.
And 13 years, it's a moment for me even to take a breath and, you know, anything worth having, you know, not to use, you know, too much of a pop culture phrase, but is worth working for. And there are definitely some hiccups along 13 years for sure. And even moments of self-doubt, but mm-hmm. you know what? I didn't want to have any regrets. I definitely don't have any regrets with where we sit right now and having touched so many lives in a positive way. And I am very proud of that.
Well, you should be, Barry. Barry, thank you very much for being on the show. Hang out for a second. I'm just going to say goodbye to everybody, and I'll be right back.
Well, thank you, Ben, for the opportunity. And I hope that, you know, you'll keep doing what you're doing to share your message, because I know you're helping a lot of people.
Thanks, Barry. Hang on one sec. So thank you very much for listening today. You know, Barry is a great guy. You know, he's got a phenomenal company based in Toronto. And what they do is they take a look and sit there and go, what does my audience need? You know, there are lots of gyms. There are lots of places you can go to physically work out. But what he's created is a space that not only do you get physical well-being, but you get mental well-being as well. So it's encapsulating the overall needs of his clients and putting them all under one roof. And being able to give them one place where they can go to get all of their needs serviced. And that's unique. That's different. That's taking an idea of what do my clients look for? What is something that is not being serviced in the industry and servicing it? Now, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, my name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. We consult, we provide workshops, and we do keynotes on brand message, market vision, and value. We want to be the storyteller of your brand. Come find us. We'd love to work with you. We'd love to help you tell a stronger story and engage your audience in a meaningful way. But every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, this is the YourLivingBrand.live show. Come join us. We'd love to see you here.